to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Yeah! All right. Whew. I haven't held that in since last week. Feels so good to be on the Video Game Bang, sitting in the commander's chair. If you guys are wondering where the weekend episode went, you can thank this man sitting right across from me, Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
How long have we been podcasting?
I don't know.
Five minutes? Forever. Like, in total.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, about maybe 10 years combined?
I'd say
combined we have 10 years experience.
I wish.
And, you forgot to record Web.
I recorded Web.
You did not record Web.
Just through somebody else's mic.
Yeah, no, he was inaudible. I tried to listen to it.
I listened to it.
I tried.
I was like, he's audible enough for me.
I don't know why you were hating on Web. Why didn't you want to hear America to hear what he had to say?
Nobody wants to.
Are you afraid it would shake you in your little boots, Aaron? Huh?
Why?
It's gonna intimidate you.
Come on now.
In no world does David Webb kick your ass in a fight.
There's gotta be one.
Yeah, there's gotta be like one dimension.
One dimension.
There's gotta be
in the multiverse.
I'm infinite multiple dimensions.
Yeah. One.
Like gotta be one.
I will. Yeah, I won't throw the possibility out.
That's the only change in that universe, though.
Sorry, I'm typing your password in.
All right, while you're doing that, he's on the show, back in the saddle, the red-headed assassin, the Baron of Redness, the crimson.
Chin.
All I got is colors. That's all he can use for names.
And that's Bags. How you doing, Bags?
Hey, I'm doing still.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah.
Where you been?
The wrestling.
It's good to hear your voice, brother. I've been doing things. That's not true, actually. I've been not doing things.
That seems too ominous. Like, what have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing.
All right.
Playing video games, watching video games.
Then how come, like, the last four times we've asked you to be on the show, you've declined?
I was sick last time, so I don't know if you wanted someone
sick
just coughing
show.
The whole time.
Sick of this show.
And the other three is sick of this show. No, I was just really tired because I was working a lot. Right. Now I don't have
Understandable.
To. Yeah.
Understandable.
Schedule's actually eased up a little.
Life is hard, man.
I always forget
it's
time
good.
We meet that we've met before.
That's the best way to meet him.
Yeah.
First
impressions every time.
Yes. Envious of you. I wish.
It's so true.
I wish every time
and
I met Bags
it
was the first
time. You say that you were tired at work, suddenly it clicks. I'm like, oh yeah.
I'm generally
the guy
tired at work.
Tired at work all the time.
Pretty
hear her voice. She's back. Also, Madison Mata. How's it going?
Hi. It's going.
You are really hard to like track your voice levels because sometimes
Sorry.
You talk low. There we go.
Yeah. And sometimes I sit back in my seat and then I talk low. I'm terrible. Hi. It's going.
Terribly. Hi.
Terribly. It's going.
No, I wish.
So let's talk about the big news since you guys have been on the show. I mean, recreational pot, guys. What do you guys think of that?
It's been making people's lives a little bit harder in the dispensary, so I hear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to invest.
You should.
I really am. I'm trying to find some way to invest because I have coworkers that are already into the...
So just buy Monsanto stock.
Is that how you do it?
Big businesses will come in soon enough.
I'm just waiting on, like, literally, it's...
Don't buy Monsanto stock.
Don't.
Okay, so now, all right, thank you, stockbrokers, for leading me wrong. What the hell? I don't know. I don't know how to get in. That's what I'm saying. I need to know this.
Just look up the stock thing of just, it's just weed. WEED
just,
on
just
the stock market.
Is there an actual?
Not. I have absolutely no clue.
Okay.
Sounds great though. Right?
It sounds legitimate.
It's Weed Co.
Anytime.
What do you sell? It's
weed
white guy and weed
says
accessories.
Anything, you know, you got to take it with some type of legitimacy.
They had to change a lot of the dosages though,
really?
Like that they can sell in one package.
Yeah.
Like higher or lower?
Lower.
What?
So, like, was it Corova or whatever had, like, the highest potency, mm-hmm. and they can't sell those products anymore. They had to break them up into different serving sizes. So, like, smaller
cookies. Oh, that's why when I asked, I mean, when my friend asked,
I'm moving to Oregon.
It's state legal. It's cool, man.
I don't get, yeah, I don't get what the stigma is right now.
Jeff Sessions wants to put you in jail.
But he can't, right?
No, he can. It's federally illegal. It's a Schedule One drug. All of them say that on the packaging.
No, no,
it's
hilarious. No. I'm saying why people want to still hide the fact that they use.
Because Jeff Sessions can show up at his door.
Jeff Sessions shows up at this
you
door.
You just deck him right in his stupid mouth, actually.
That's what I do.
Have you seen that little guy? Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions.
Is he the one that looks like a turtle?
No, that's Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, that's my guy right there.
There's a state
because it looks like a turtle.
He looks like a turtle.
How can you hate a person that looks like a turtle?
Very easily. He defunded the program that cured him or prevented him from getting polio when he was a child, and then when he is now today, he defunded it.
Wow!
Literally, the one that provided him services, he decided like, nah, we don't need that anymore. It's like, no.
Saved me. Don't need it anymore.
Exactly. Job's done here.
Damn.
Everybody else can have polio.
Have you guys noticed any differences other than that, Aaron? People driving slower? I mean, you live in the
why would I notice difference in a place that it's been legal for
what do you mean? It hasn't.
It's been street legal.
No, yeah. Street legal, but street now, legal. Now you street have. Legal.
I haven't noticed any difference.
Well, okay, I guess when the time Aaron was talking about, probably like, I don't know, 60% of people were probably high on drugs.
What? Wait, are you talking in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
You said 60?
60,
that's
right?
That's a low figure.
I was going to say at least like 80-something, right?
80-something? Well, now it's 100, Aaron.
No, it's like 95.
Okay, now it's about 95.
It maybe went up 1%.
No,
it's probably what it did. People that are closet stoners, I think that they're maybe a little less in the closet these days because people that I wouldn't expect to be stoners, I am finding that I'm pretty certain they're stoners these days, and I'm just like, what?
Accurate assessment.
I think, yeah. I don't know, just come out. Like, yeah. I have no qualms with you.
It's the same thing that all the racists did when Trump became president.
Yeah.
What? Oh, came out the closet?
Yeah, you started coming out the closet.
The racist closet, though. We're talking about drug closet. Different closets?
There's a lot of closets.
Very different closets.
I think it's a different house.
I
very different
talk
closets.
I about it because I'm pretty sure these people don't watch the show, but I started tutoring recently. And
the one night that they watched the show.
No, yeah, right. This is the one night they watched the show, right?
Hilarious.
No, I started tutoring this kid, and I'm pretty sure that they're, like, super wealthy because they pay me a good amount of money to just help him do his homework for an hour. Like, I'm blown away. Like, I could be, I don't know, a movie star, the amount of money they're paying me to just help him do his homework. It's ridiculous. But I'm pretty sure, like, I only hang out downstairs, and I've smelled it while at their house. And I'm just like, are these people stoners?
Oh, yeah,
but we've never talked about it, because, no.
I'm pretty sure everybody's a stoner now.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Well,
100% of everybody. I've actually been lacing your food for years.
Really?
Yeah. Your life would be very different if I hadn't been drugging you every day.
That's interesting.
Which leads me to this.
All right, here we
go. Yep, there you go.
Longest in the world. How do you get the black wave hand in chat? Jacket, by the way.
What?
Yeah, Letterman's jacket. I like that.
I love this jacket.
Mr. Fun.
Hi.
If you get a message from some girl named Shirley, just ignore it.
You follow us on Twitter, vote that's it, mate.
That'll be kind of confusing.
That's
you
what I was
never
thinking.
Know
I
what
like,
questions
okay,
are asked on Brain Bang.
It's going to be so crazy.
We want to know what's
no,
on
they're looking
your
at their
mind.
Wait a gosh darn minute.
Brain Bang.
That's in Where's Web tonight.
We do our best to never ask the same thing.
How many times has Web died, though?
You didn't like my last song,
like
so I changed it.
He's more like Corey.
Corey's vibing out to his own music.
He just realized my pride.
Finally saw Logan. That
We ask questions, hey, then you answer.
They can hear us perfectly fine.
Then we read them on the podcast. Yeah, we ask questions, and then you answer on the Game Bang.
Yes, that was, of course, the Brain Bang theme song. I'd appreciate maybe if next time you guys keep it down a little bit.
Nope.
You were kind of distracting me.
That was
the
really, really long, actually.
I had no idea what was going on. I'm
everybody
sorry.
Feels like it's unnecessarily long.
It is actually unnecessarily long.
I beg to differ.
There's a large part where there's literally no singing at the beginning, even though this is a timed thing.
It's called an intro.
No. It's called wasteful.
Yes.
It's hurtful.
I thought it was cool. Okay, whatever. That was, of course, the Brain Bang theme song. I appreciate all those who remain silent.
7-month anniversary.
I would like to preface this one by saying, you know, it's always good to start off the year with a bang, right? We got 2018, January, and it's a start of a new year of video games. So I wanted to know, what was your biggest January game release? And what people said might surprise you.
Ooh.
We're
not even done with the releases this year.
Well, I
mean, for this month.
This month, I included
technically this year.
I included
also
it, like it was like all like correct. Which one was the most hype?
Oh, okay, okay.
So games that weren't out are still eligible. All right. Monster Hunter World.
That's the big one. Yep.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Get it correct.
God,
I thought it was
buy day one.
I
did actually buy it day one.
Dragon
really?
Ball.
It's coming out on Friday.
Good lord!
I bought the season pass too.
Oh,
we're
just throwing money at people.
We're
going to
talk about that.
You're the worst scum.
That's a strange.
No.
So we got Monster Hunter World, Dragon Ball Hunter FighterZ, and then I got Dissidia Final Fantasy.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't have put that on there.
Hey, people are hype.
Yeah.
And then 13% Other.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah.
There probably is a game called Other.
There's definitely a game called Other.
Yeah, no one had anything good to say.
Really?
There's no other games. This is it. Actually,
this is it? That's all there is.
Hi-Rez Cooper, shout out to him, did say the Smite 5.1 patch, which if we haven't talked about, we should.
Not a game, though.
Is it a brand new game? Is that the
unless it changed the entire unless it like made
well,
like
it changed
PUBG.
All the art.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, with last place was 7% was Dissidia.
But yeah,
did not perform well.
Could have told you that.
I mean, it was a sleeper.
Mm.
Real dark horse.
Still asleep.
Still asleep, yeah.
The horse never left the stables.
It was actually really close, but was second place. 39% of the vote, Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Dragon Ball Fighters! Dragon Ball Fighters!
I have a coworker who's 39%. Really, he was like, so when the game comes out, can I be on the show? I'm like, for what?
I mean, yes, but also no.
Like, he's a cool dude. Really, really cool dude, but I'm like, I don't think I want to dedicate a whole show to.
You gonna give him a shout out right now, though?
Shout out to Sergey, everybody.
Oh,
Sergey. He is. He's a cool guy.
Monster Hunter World, 41% of the vote.
That's the one.
Wow, it's actually. You're right. That is pretty close.
That was close. 39, yeah. So
numbers.
I don't.
Is it out?
No, Friday. Because my brother just asked me about that today. Because I bought it for him for Christmas. And I got it through Amazon, and he's like, so is it going to get here the day of release? And I was like...
I think it does.
They do that sometimes, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never ordered through Amazon.
Usually, it's either the day of release, the day before release, which has happened for me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Or, like, a day or two after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he'll...
It could be normal shipping, or it could actually be day of shipping.
Hopefully, because he'll...
They have successfully done that in the past. That I do know. They've successfully gotten to people on launch day.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I can't remember what game it was that I got, but I was like, this game isn't even out until tomorrow.
Ooh.
Should I play it?
Yes.
And
can
I did.
I do?
What game was it?
I can't even remember. I just said that.
Fallout 4.
Must not have been good.
No, it was a good game.
Wasn't.
I only buy good games.
It was just too early for it. It wasn't even out yet.
Yeah.
That's why she can't remember it.
I think it was either Final Fantasy or Dragon Hunt, Dragon Quest Builders. It was one of those two.
Because
it happened recently.
Bags.
That's me.
That's you. What do you think about all this Monster Hunter business?
I'm interested. That's your tagline. No, I want to play it. I've been looking at some of the videos. It looks real good. I think it's delayed on the PC, however. So
the bigger question is, why is he already pre-ordered and purchased and season passed the Dragon Ball Z FighterZ?
Because they look like they're doing 3-on-3 combat correctly, as opposed to what Marvel vs. Capcom did.
I didn't like the... so if you beat one of the characters, mm-hmm. then it does like a little mm-hmm. mini cutscene mm-hmm. to introduce the other one. I didn't like that.
It actually resets it. Well, no, it resets it to the neutral, and it actually puts it in a very good situation rather than like Marvel. Marvel, someone jumps in, you have to deal with incoming. Yeah, okay. There's something there.
That's justified. And I'm not the you know the fighter game you know aficionado, but that actually makes sense to. It resets you to
neutral, and you can start over. Plus, okay. I mean, the little cinematic thing is kind of like a little fun story.
But I watched people play it and stream it, and it was kind of getting old each time that it would, you know, do it over and over. Like, yeah. If it was just a quick flash reset.
Sure. If you go through every single character until your last character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be annoying. I could see that. But I don't know. It looks so good.
It does.
It looks so good. Definitely. Just like graphically in the way that they really embodied Dragon Ball Z and Deta. Super style stuff.
What is this season pass supposed to get you?
8 fighters? An amount of fighters? I don't know.
Okay.
I just threw money at my computer.
I didn't even know you were a Dragon Ball fan.
I've been watching Super. I've been up on Super.
Do you enjoy the Super?
Oh my God, it's so good.
I don't understand why there are people on the opposite, you know.
It's also silly shit.
But it feels like they did more than just this person is more powerful than this person.
No, they definitely have. They've reined it in, but at the same time, it is some of the silliest shit.
I love it so much.
Some of their arcs are batshit insane.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for that to have existed in that. But, like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But we don't ever have to go talk about Future Trunks ever again, and I would live a very happy life.
Well, nobody needs to talk about Future Trunks anymore. His timeline is always so screwed up.
I started watching Dragon Ball, the original, though. Yeah. It's on Hulu.
God help you.
When I was 10 or 11, Dragon Ball Z was the anime that I thought represented all anime and made me hate anime.
Wow.
But I didn't even realize... Unbeknownst to me, I'd already been watching Studio Ghibli movies for a long time.
Those are different levels of anime, big time.
Yeah. But I didn't know at the same time they were the same genre. Yeah.
And there you have it, everybody.
There you have it.
That was Anime Corner.
Anime Corner.
I'll just let you guys
know on our show. That one. We're going to talk about other animes.
Did you guys see Twitch on, or Snoop Dogg on Twitch?
I saw Twitch on Snoop Dogg.
What is he doing?
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
If you saw him without smoking weed, you'd be like, it's weird.
What's going on with
What is he playing, though? What is
he playing? I'm trying to see. It looks like it's PUBG, anymore, maybe?
Really? He's playing PUBG?
Wait, is it Sea of Thieves?
He should play
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I think he's playing Sea of Thieves.
Who?
Snoop Dogg's pretending to play Sea of Thieves.
Oh, well, I got that.
Is he doing one of those things where you see his face?
Yeah, well, like, the game's going on, and you see him, like, going just like this with one hand and rocking his cell phone in the other, and the character's, like, moving around and swiping and stuff.
He's mid-combat, like, with his cell phone up, texting. Oh, man, I died again, y'all. Sorry.
Oh, man. I'm just at a loss, Aaron. Do we have news stories?
Yeah.
You actually did that?
I did, yes.
For me?
Did that for how many years now?
For me? There have been multiple nights where you have chosen not to do that. Raw unfiltered show. Just like raw unfiltered water.
Are you talking about, is that a Flint joke?
No, that's a thing. Oh. Silicon Valley.
Aaron's
people.
Telling the news.
Thought it was a Flint
They're selling
joke.
Raw.
Man, it really ruins
water.
The effect when you guys just talk through my. I need to make them louder. That's
or
all
it,
I can think
or
of.
Or it enhances the effect.
Wasn't me.
I appreciate that.
Winky dink Madison. That Madison's here.
Yeah. Oh, why? You got a story about Madison?
Pokemon Go is getting 23 new monsters.
What?
Yeah, that already happened.
It only affected, or
it
I only cared
yesterday.
About this one. Oh, yesterday.
Oh, was this
Sorry.
Yesterday?
Sorry.
Aaron, you coming at me
Get
with yesterday's
owned,
news?
Bro.
Sorry. God. Yesterday's news.
I'm leaving this
Yeah. Sham.
Sham of a news story.
So Monster or Monster Hunter Go.
Pokemon Monster Hunter Go.
Pokemon Go just released now. 23 new monsters. Mm-hmm. Only reason why this thing caught my attention because that Aaron Pokemon came out on it.
Yeah, the ant.
Yeah. And that's
he's an ant?
I was for like
he's
one second.
He's more like a Triceratops.
Yeah, he's not an ant.
Not
yeah.
in the beginning stage. He's like a little tiny.
He's a little
he's
ant.
Not an
thing.
Ant.
He's not an
he's
ant.
Pretty big.
Not an ant.
He's okay. pretty big.
When
he's like
transforms into what is
and
he?
Then he transforms into a bigger looking
Aggron?
Triceratops.
Aggron? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Aeron, Laron, Aggron.
I never evolved him.
I did actually get mine, and then I stopped playing immediately after. I was like, I'm done with the game. It's over.
So I thought about downloading the game again. And just to get that one.
I got my second Mewtwo.
Jeez.
Holy shit.
Gotta do them raids, bro.
Way to just like top everything. It's like, okay, no matter whatever else Aaron was about to say.
Well, forget the rest of that story.
One go.
You'll never be as good
you'll
as
never
her.
Have
I'll
two
never.
Mewtwos.
I'll never be as good as my husband, let's be real.
Wow.
Whoa.
Jeez.
That seems like abusive stuff going
he's
on.
He's good, though, at Pokemon.
No,
I'm
get to that later.
All
right. I want to get him playing the actual, like, games, because he's hella good.
So go out there and catch the other 23. And
do
go,
it. Just catch them. Keep
the
doing it.
The next ones come out. Overwatch had stop. An update, everybody.
Yes.
Cosmetics.
yeah, it was a lot of cosmetics, actually.
Cosmetics.
Like a stupid amount of cosmetics. Neat. And the new level, Disneyland-style Blizzard World.
Yep. Neat.
What was it?
Neat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why
you don't,
why
he
you,
doesn't remember. Oh, he doesn't like.
He's still hating on
yeah.
Overwatch. Come on, man.
Because his game fine. Is.
Baby's first shooter.
Is your game, wow, both of these two are Overwatch haters.
Really?
You scheduled
I
two
really,
Overwatch
I, no, I really, really liked Overwatch when it was
TF2.
I mean.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a hater, per se, as just a not give a fucker.
Ooh.
I'm not as impressed as everyone else about it. I think is what it comes
I'm
down
same
to.
Here.
So,
same here.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
100 new cosmetics to find and loot boxes, of course.
Have they called out their percentages of getting them yet? Or are they still gambling?
It's 3%,
children.
3%.
3%?
Somebody's That's my car. That?
Is that your car?
Somebody's car is going off right now. Yeah.
I think I accidentally hit my panic button.
There you go.
secret panic.
Let me just go check.
That
should probably because this is a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah, this is a pretty bad neighborhood.
Dangerous neighborhood. And while she does that, there are 17 new skins. Everybody, some are homages to themselves, to the characters like Zarya's barbarian,
blonde haired diva, whitewashed diva,
whitewashed.
Let's whitewash some divas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Diva is Korean. That's right. I forgot that they were ethnic. Nova Widowmaker.
I want to note that he is the one that said that, not me.
Well, because I mean, if you, I mean, anytime that I see them, I don't see like them as I see them as just a bunch of white people.
They are
like I don't see D.Va as a Korean girl. Sorry, she doesn't look Korean in a lot of the skins.
What? Yep.
Who? What?
One of the characters on Overwatch, D.Va, doesn't look Korean.
No, she doesn't.
In
she,
a lot of her skins.
She looks French.
Like here's a
that's oddly specific.
What's her name? From Street Fighter. There's a Korean lady that looks like Korean with every skin. Jury. She looks Korean every single skin I've seen her in.
Huh?
Sure, I guess.
There's the there's your video
I don't
game.
I don't see
you don't see color in video games.
I don't definitely.
No.
That's terrible.
That's not good.
You should probably get that fixed.
Yeah,
we're all
no,
the same. There's
the
no color.
Balance on my monitor's
with your,
off.
With
yeah.
Your TV or something.
Yeah, my monitor that's doesn't.
Do I like Reinhardt's. You got the younger Reinhardt in there from the old cutscene or whatever. They did my girl May a little jacked up.
What'd she get?
She got a little whack little Antarctica May. Like it's nothing
May
but
looks
just
more Korean
new.
DBA.
I don't know. New weather suit. Like it's not even. It's just more coats.
Sorry.
She's wearing you, layers.
Neat.
Anyway. they're coming out. Play the game. Get the loot crates. Buy the stuff. Play the game.
Do the game. Just spend money on it. Just throw your money at it. Just keep
Please.
Throwing money at it. Just
Please
keep doing
do
it.
It. Yep.
Just do it. Just throw money
Especially
at it.
Especially that Overwatch League stuff.
Hashtag esports. Hashtag
yeah, get
esports.
Get those skins.
Page
hey!
Esports. Hey! Punch the bird with a subscription.
Punch
Thanks,
the bird
man.
With a subscription. Thank you for your...
6 months in a row?
Look at you, sir.
My dog. Hi. My man!
It's actually bird.
Oh. What?
Punch the Bert.
Punch the Bert.
Did he change it? Or has it always been Bert?
No, it's always been Punch the Bert. What have you been calling it?
I've been calling Punch the Bert this whole time.
No.
I've been calling him Jeff this whole year. Xbox Games will feature Xbox exclusives day one launch for their new little Xbox Pass feature.
You said Xbox a lot right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of Xboxes.
And I'm going to take that as offense.
Okay.
Good job.
What?
What? Right. The Xbox Game Pass, the all-you-can-eat game
Xbox
subscription.
Too much.
All I said it was once that time.
It's like twice now.
So the Game Pass for Microsoft system.
There you go.
Will be $9.99 a month.
All right.
You'll have access to how many games in the beginning? About 70, but they're saying that they're going to have exclusives day one on there as well. The first one is a little game called Sea of Thieves. March 20th, everybody.
Oh.
So are you just like permanently renting them?
Yes. That's what this is. This is, you know what's...
I feel like we've gone backwards.
Yeah, no. So what's crazy is when I was driving back from San Diego and I was listening to really old episodes, there was an episode with me, you, Alex... I was going to say Adam, Alex, Corey, and I can't remember who the fourth person was, but we were having this exact conversation, and this was years ago. This is like 3 years ago. We were having this exact conversation.
About EA Access?
About EA Access.
Yes. What year is it?
And it was a conversation where Corey was all for it, and we were trying to convince him.
Not a surprise.
That this wasn't a good thing.
Just think, it's a great... I remember that, actually, because you were arguing like it's a great deal somehow.
Yes.
I was like, there's no way that works out.
So, fast forward 3 years later, Corey, how do you feel about Microsoft now implementing the EA
Xbox
Access?
Game Pass for Xbox games on the Xbox, for your Xbox.
Are you getting this?
No.
But like,
but in I'm supporting it.
Say, hey Cliff, can we bring up that clip 4 years ago? Go ahead, run that footage.
Just roll that.
I'm just gonna stay the course. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, you might as well commit now. You're 3 years deep in. You might as well commit.
I love that because didn't you say you found the episode where we talked about esports for the first time too?
Yep, and you were like, "This is stupid. It's
no,
never good."
No, I didn't say that,
Cliff. Again.
I don't think I said it'll never work.
You were like,
right,
I still see the future in esports.
No way! I
gotta find it. Yes, I've got to find that clip.
That would be fantastic considering who your community
I remember.
Is these
no.
days.
No, screw his community. His job.
That's
his
what I'm
literal
saying.
Job.
That's what I'm saying. His community is his job.
I just don't see a future in it.
If I get elected video game president, this is the footage
that'll
put
the
me
footage
under.
There's
me
no
on a podcast.
E-sports.
No future in
esports. They now
no
pay
future.
My paycheck.
And then grab her by the pussy. Yeah.
Those idiots will never be able to do it.
Hilarious.
Only dummies will work in esports. My name's Corey.
I don't think... there's no way I was that negative. There's no way.
There's 100% that way.
I
remember.
I would... I think I remember this, too.
No.
I think everybody.
Because
oh, yeah.
I think I was
it.
On the same
chat
side
members.
With you there, Corey, actually.
Like I just don't see
I remember saying they had to do it a very particular way. Otherwise, it was not going to... Also, it's not going to take over sports.
Yes, it is.
It would be really funny if we both ended up happening to be on that episode
that
together, too,
funny.
Right?
I get, yeah, it'd be... I got to remember who that
I'm,
fourth
I'm like
person
hot
was.
Mess yeah. Madison today. Don't even ask.
I want to say it's probably Steven or something like that.
Steven.
This is all fake news anyways.
Yeah, I mean, hey. It's,
this is all fake news.
Fake is fake and big, though.
It wasn't even me on the tape.
Let's see what else they said. Oh, yeah, so March 20th, if you guys are going to be getting that Xbox Pass... $9.99 a month, and it'll get you, of course, access to all the games that are on their library as many times as you want to. Or you can just pay $59.99 for a game and keep it forever.
Or you can just borrow it from your friend. But you don't have those. That's why you're paying a subscription fee
for
your
fucking
games.
Video games. Go outside, Jimmy.
You can also get a six-month pass for $59.99 if you want to just do that.
Or just buy a game. They yeah. didn't even make it cheaper than an actual game.
It's 1 cent cheaper, because remember, there's no taxes on that, right?
There's taxes. Depends on where you're buying it.
If you're just doing it online.
Depends on where you're buying it.
Good Lord.
Depends on where it's coming from, although that might change in the future. They're actually relooking at that
oh,
for internet sales, because they want
of
taxes.
Of course they are. Take away our net neutralities, and now we're taking
how did
away
that happen,
our...
Bags? thought there was enough of yous out there to keep us.
There's not enough.
Have you? So the FCC is run by consensus, and the chairman is appointed by the president, and the old chairman's deposed by the president, and then it was 100% right down party lines. There are more Republicans. It's a 5-person committee, and there's 3 Republicans. Guess what they voted for?
Damn. There it is.
Yep.
And now we're streaming live from
Comcast just sent me a
live
thing saying
Bitcoin.
That I'm using too much data.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I was using 900 gigabytes of data this month. So. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
Are you hacking? Yeah.
Please educate me on cryptocurrency. I think it's time I get woke.
You know what? Can you wake me up? Wake me up inside, because I don't
I can't
know.
Wake up.
I wish I knew, because like I had known about this Bitcoin back in 2011.
I have a wallet somewhere that I
and
lost.
Like Bitcoin was hella cheap back then. It wasn't
and
even
super
worth buying
easy
it.
To farm.
And yeah.
And I did it for a while, and I have lost that wallet.
I still don't get how you farm Bitcoin.
So you don't.
Okay.
What? People
so
do.
So no, basically what it is it's trying to calculate a hash. Trying to calculate out a hash that is a certain value and figure out what that value is by like reverse engineering it, basically whatever, right?
What?
But it's math. It's just a whole shit ton of math.
It is.
But it's a distributed transaction system. So basically every system everything is checking with each other and everyone else until someone actually finds the value, and they submit it, and they say, hey, I've found the value. They will get the Bitcoin, basically, that one Bitcoin, or however many it gives you for that block, for claiming it, right? But it's all distributed, so no one can fudge it unless they have majority over everything. So if you have control over more of the systems, you could inject your own shit in there. Basically, what it really helps for is you can actually utilize blockchain stuff, that's what's called blockchain, for they're going to use it for phishing, because that way they can actually source things and know where it came from, because it's all distributed transactions.
Have you ever just like physically seen words come out of somebody's mouth and fall off a person?
Yep. I think I just did it right now.
They got caught right here, and that's they just didn't go anywhere.
Does anybody in chat know what the fuck was he just talking about?
You gotta explain it like...
All that was just words.
Three Bitcoin in their wallet.
Can there be just a Bitcoin? Like,
yeah, so someone made physical Bitcoins at one point.
So they do exist.
Yeah, but they don't hold the value intrinsically.
Oh, man. This hurts.
Yeah.
Doug said my nose is bleeding now.
I love really complicated subjects, and I can't follow this.
Well, what's crazy is that Bitcoin. Now there's a bunch of them now, right?
There's a lot of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, you can fork them.
What's his name? Ghostface Killer.
He keeps
actually
coming
has
out
a crypto...
with words that don't mean anything to us.
the rapper, he has his own cryptocurrency now.
What are they called?
Yeah, of course he does.
I don't know what it's called, but when I saw that anybody can make some...
Killer coins.
I was
right?
Like
come on, it's not the worst name.
Yeah, just about anybody can... Make
fork it.
A coin, right? There's different...
We've never found the creator of it, though.
Of what?
Bitcoin.
Really?
Satoshi something or another. We'll
Satoshi
never find
Harada?
It.
Satoshi Harada?
Yep, weird. Sure. Sounds good to me. Let me see. I actually don't know what his full name is. It's Satoshi, though. But no one knows who he is. People were thinking that it could be Monsieur Elon Musk.
Oh.
But he has since denied that.
Okay, because, yeah, he would come out and say that, right?
I don't really get a whole lot of the Bitcoin stuff. I don't get the full picture of it, but it does prove that there is a technology, so specifically blockchain technology, is useful because of the distributed transactions that it goes through and everything.
Ghostface Killer co-founded a cryptocurrency company called Cream Capital.
Cream Capital. Cash yes. rules
everything around me.
Capital. Yeah. That's
Capital.
Pretty dope. That's pretty dope.
Can we make a bang coin?
They probably already have those.
Personally, I'm anti-capitalism, so I just stay away from it.
There
it's
you go.
It's terrifying.
It's a bad actually. Thing.
It's scurry.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should have gone on saying that. Like,
bang.
When they come after you. There's a lot of fear.
VGB coin.
Against anti-capitalists.
I don't know. I'm black.
Yeah, right?
What?
Other fears.
When did that happen?
Other fears. So dumb, man.
All right, in other news, game developer survey shows there's a growing interest in development for guess what system?
I know what it is.
Atari.
Because you can read it?
I can't read.
Okay.
Video
Nintendo
games.
Switch.
The Nintendo Switch, everybody. That's right.
Probably because it's underclocked NVIDIA mobile processing. Like, is it's that, been out for years.
So
it's
people are just like, I can do that.
Oh, shit, I can develop for that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Organizers behind the annual Game Developer Conference released their State of the Game Industry Report 2018 today and showed an uptick in interest in developing games for Nintendo Switch and the PC. I would always think the PC. What's the Bunny Ranch? We'll take a trip. No problem. We'll take a trip there one day.
Are they still open?
I'll tell you when you're older.
I mean, they're still open. It's the oldest business in the world, isn't it?
But they can close.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's always open.
Sorry, I interrupted. Keep
going. No problem. interest developing in mobile and virtual reality, though, are, they're waning. Sorry,
well,
guys.
So developing for VR is wicked hard.
And, well, this one said that a lot of the developers, 4,000 developers were in,
small sample size.
Surveyed. But they said one of the reasons why the VR may be seeing some waning development interest, jeez, words are hard, is because of there's not that one I gotta have game for the platform, so nobody else is looking at it as like, I want to make that, I gotta have. They put the example of having Halo on the original Xbox. That's what they said. That's what developers said. It's not my words, all right? It's what developers are saying. But also, even though a lot of bad press and bad news for loot crates came out in 2017, it seems like there is still an uprise in development with games that are going to feature loot crates in there.
Isn't that because like development is a delayed thing? It's not like someone woke up yesterday and made a game today to release. Like, it takes years to do that.
I'm not a game developer. What do I look like?
You look like a game developer.
Yeah, that's true.
That's an insult.
That's actually a lie. There's not a lot of black.
Oh.
We actually talked about that two shows ago. Yep. Sorry, sorry, guys. Need to be more of us out there.
I think I just figured out what he meant by the Bunny Ranch.
Wow. Well, I want to hear this conclusion you've come to.
No.
Bang
I'm
coin.
Just stupid naive when it comes to porn.
it's not necessarily porn.
No, it's just sex.
No, it's a
baby.
It's a brothel, right?
Yeah.
What do you do at a brothel? Companionship?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk.
Yeah, you talk.
Sit down and have a therapy session.
With your buddies.
Alexa.
The language of love.
Make the studio lights red.
I love to read.
Oh, God. Alexa.
Get
stop.
Owned.
I guess she doesn't want the lights to be red.
No,
Alexa, order me 30 pizzas.
out of the 4,000, 49% of them said that they're working on pay-to-download games. While 39%
what?
Of them...
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Pay money first, and then you download it.
The game?
Yeah. Instead
so
of
like it's like a, it's a game?
No, because there's free-to-play games.
No, those are pay-to-win games, actually.
Not pay-to-win.
Most of the time. They're the reason we have the loot crate economies. Whoa!
39% are pursuing free-to-play models, though. I don't know, I'm playing Warframe, and I don't feel like that's pay-to-win.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Warframe has, like, one of the best...
How many years has it been out? Long time.
Four, I want to say.
Yeah. How many revisions has it gone through?
Yeah, but now, in its current state,
sure.
Definitely should be the model for all the other free-to-play
definitely.
Games.
Definitely.
Because you can buy items and weapons and everything like that.
So release your game, and then wait 4 years.
No!
And then you'll be where you need to be.
You literally have the information in front of you of how something is done correctly.
And you believe someone's actually going to iterate upon that
I'm
and
just saying,
do it correctly. Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you have more faith.
You don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Actually, they do every single time.
He's the John Lennon of gaming, everybody.
The what?
You're like the John Lennon of gaming.
No, because I don't need anybody
spreading
shoot me in
peace and
love.
Imagine all the gamers.
It would be awesome if they did it that way. Because, like, you can buy the weapons, like I said, but you still have to level them up by playing the game. Because they won't be this overpowered type of thing. So I kind of like that model. It's like, you can buy that weapon before I do. It doesn't necessarily make you better than me.
Poor robot.
That's fair.
So I like that. And then everything else is just cosmetic, you know.
So I like paid cosmetics.
You like?
I love paid cosmetics because they impact your game none at all. And I love the fact that someone, if you're willing to spend $30 on some dumb skin, I will gladly take that money from you. That is not a problem. And go ahead and buy it. And you're funding the game for other things, though, and I love that.
In Warframe, it seems like the majority of the items in the game, I want to say somewhere upwards to like 80% of the items in the game, and it could be even more, you can attain all of it by just playing the game.
Grinding or like targeted?
Grinding and targeted.
Okay.
So yes.
But not like it's not the worst type of grinding. It's not like the, you know, Korean MMO grinding.
No.
Kind of like Gaia Online, old school. Those were basically paid cosmetics. And I like the idea of like having like a pet that you could buy and like you can evolve it and level it up, but it doesn't impact the game.
Yeah, it's just fun to have. Yeah, like
anything, it might give you maybe a little bit of a bonus, like you can pick up items further, but that's not a big deal.
That's not the biggest thing in the world.
Exactly.
Also like the Dota 2 stuff, all their cosmetic stuff that you buy and all the things that don't actually impact your gameplay, they are used to fund esports tournaments.
That's
an extremely intelligent use of fan money to bring it into the scene.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Esports.
Esports.
Are you into, or would you ever consider doing fantasy esports, Aaron?
That's a thing.
Yes.
It is a real life thing.
It's a thing in Dota 2.
Yeah, it's a thing everywhere.
Nope.
It's just even coming to Overwatch.
It's already fantasy sports. Let's add another level of fantasy to the fantasy.
Fantasy sports.
Incorrect.
Probably not, because I tried fantasy soccer. Didn't care for it.
Why not? Doesn't it make the games more interesting?
No.
There's also a lot of people that like take that stuff way too far.
Yeah,
and they're like,
all
they do is fantasy sports, you know, type of thing. And it's
those DraftKings people.
Yeah, and it's kind of like,
they don't get money, though.
You're getting weird about it, though. You're like, this was supposed to be just kind of fun. Like, I think this guy's going to be good. Yeah, it's like, I've been calculating all, and I have three pools going, and I have this one, and I'm winning, and this one, and I was like, okay.
That is a bit much. That is a bit much. DraftKings,
you want me to give you
right?
$5 now, or?
That's big cash, though, right? DraftKings?
Yeah, huge cash. Yeah. Like, living your life based off
really?
Of it. Yeah. No, not at all. It's a total ripoff.
That was a, like,
no, you can get money. You can get money, but it's a total ripoff from what I hear.
I don't know. You probably just know a lot of losers.
Wow. He's talking to you.
No, I'm pretty sure he's looking directly at you.
I don't know anybody that does
DraftKings. You can't see him.
But back to fantasy esports. I'm really considering picking this up.
Okay. So why is this appealing to you?
Yeah.
You
gonna pick
you
it
know,
up? Huge
like
investment for you?
Big investment, yeah.
Yeah.
Of my time.
Yeah.
Is it because you have like an inside track on players and stuff?
No, nothing like that.
He won't pick any of his players.
Yeah, because exactly. My fantasy
team. I know where the good people are, and they're not my team.
It's like, hey, you don't have any shock members on your fantasy team.
I know.
That's terrible.
No. I don't know. I think it sounds fun. I think there's a definite need and desire for people out there, because Winston's Labs is the one who is doing it, and they're keeping like really close statistical records of all the stuff happening in the Overwatch League.
Turns
like,
out you need to do that for fantasy sports. So
I know, but it's cool that it's just happening. Like I don't know,
it's not just happening. Someone decided to do it.
There's enough people out there who care.
Well, also like you can extract all that crap from video games, like. Extremely directly, right? Like technically,
those
you know.
Stats
oh
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like you could have it built in for like an API where it outputs all of that or records all of that for you in the game by default. Not someone has to know that and take that from watching.
So then, wouldn't
game.
That take a little bit of the fun for certain people out?
So
of
the
it?
Robots are putting would statisticians it? Out of business.
No.
Yeah, for esports.
That's what it sounds like.
Esports.
Okay, excuse me. Esports. It sounds too French when you say it that way.
Esports.
That sounds almost Spanish.
Esports.
It's not English, put it that way. I don't know, man. Like, are you going to gamble with this?
No. Oh, well, I mean, it'd be just fun. Like, yeah, maybe like $5 or $10.
I was going to say like,
you know,
$5.
Like the What's company
$5
pool?
Amongst friends? You can do like a friend pool.
Exactly.
You know?
Would you join my friendly?
It's like Deadpool, but like a friend.
No, I don't think I would. I don't know. It doesn't, because that means I would have to.
Think about things.
Watch the things.
You don't have to watch it.
You don't?
No. There's some people who don't watch sports. They play fantasy sports.
Really?
They just look at the stats afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Weird. Yeah, I know. It's a weird life thing.
I would at least have to watch the flow of where the, you know, teams are going and stuff like that, right?
You'd have to look at the stats over time.
So if I watch the first league stats,
pro
and then
tip, got fantasy sports is all stats. There's nothing else to it. They don't actually fight dragons.
That's stupid.
I know. Very betrayed by that.
Yeah. No dungeon crawling.
No. Yeah, no, I really thought it was going to be a little different than it was.
Yeah, that's dumb then.
My husband and I have been getting into watching the speedrun people. They're really fun to watch. They're
really good to watch.
Yeah.
I saw a race.
Yeah, that's was it the Final Fantasy VII?
No, I saw a Mario one.
Okay.
Which Mario one? Well, Mario Maker has like spawned so much of that stuff because anyone can make a level.
Yeah.
Instead of having to previously do like a ROM hack and like put it on a cartridge and stuff, you can just do it in Mario Maker and people will play that. There's one guy, Grand Pooh Bear, that I've been watching, and he runs a Super Mario World hacks and stuff, and they're really, really intense and they're really fun to watch. The most fun thing to watch with him though is when he first gets a hack that he wants to play through and dies like 9,000 times while he's playing through it. And then like fast forward a month later, he's beating it in like under an hour. I was like,
jeez.
Wow, though. That's, what that's in crazy. The world? You, what?
Yeah, it wasn't Final Fantasy VII. I did see a speed run of that, but it was Legend of Zelda that I saw the speed through of. That was fun.
So the one that you watched, were they like side by side?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were side by side and they were based both trying to beat the game before the other guy.
Yeah.
And they were so close. And then a guy ended up pulling about a minute ahead the other guy.
And see, that's
Do we see this overtaking esports?
Yes. Racing?
Yes.
I didn't see that there's another speed
races.
Speedrunning
races.
I think I would prefer to see speedrun races over the current esports because there is so much that goes into speedrunning.
Can you imagine a Vegas area in which people are putting bets on speedrunning races?
Oh,
like,
man.
Is, like, a speedrun race could be a good 8 hours long.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, see,
yeah.
No, it's like a whole the ones game. That I watched were like old retro games.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Oh, that'd be endurance.
They've gotten it down to like under
So
an
they've
hour.
Got, yeah, and I watched a Mega Man one, and the commentators, they were like, and you'll see the players are utilizing the select button because it takes about a second off of. And I was like,
That removes the dependency
totally
of two
that.
Frames, which
yeah.
saves them like.
Yeah, and what? I was like, they're really breaking this down to where these true. Guys. And so it was three of them, though, and I can't remember which Mega Man they were playing, but. You can see the frustration in like one person's face if they got hit on accident. They, damn it! Like, all right, like I like that. And then there was a lot of
back and forth.
Yeah, and that's like normally you would think, and okay, this guy failed back a second, he's done.
There's risky strats that they can do, and if they pay off, you know, it's like I'm gonna attempt this skip here.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, I lose 3 seconds. But if it works, I save 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And some things.
It's like,
some things are totally based off luck too. Like mm-hmm. you get really
RNG.
You have to hit. There's like there are certain battles that are like certain things happen, and they have to happen in a certain order, and it will in order to you know speed things along. And if they don't happen in that order, then you're
that's it. You're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to see the speed run in Vegas.
I don't want to see no 8 hour ones though.
No, it'd have to be the retro guys.
It'd be
guys.
Intriguing in its own way, but I don't know.
You'll be lucky.
It's like a marathon.
You can see like a 2 or
people
4 hour
people bet on marathons,
then.
Right?
Do they really?
Dude, portal speed do run. That would be hella fast.
A portal speed run.
Cool. Oh yeah, those are super fast on the people that
yeah.
down.
Are they just portal from the beginning to the end?
Yeah, because it's like a 3 hour game.
They,
you're going through it slow.
They get like portals in the walls to like at the intersection of the next Sheesh. Level stuff. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool to watch.
And is that, like, okay, so if they did do a speed run type of gambling thing, would they allow, like, the glitches to be...
Well, so you can do glitchless and you can do glitch.
Okay.
You know, they sometimes call it out.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, I've seen Mario Kart where they'll have the glitch where they turtle shell themselves and then, like, it'll knock
yeah.
them and then they'll be able to just, like, get a lap in, like, 2 seconds type of thing. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to see that. I want to see a legit... you know, why haven't they? That makes no sense. Why haven't they implemented like just basic Mario Kart?
You think
Kart
it should all be glitchless?
I should all be glitchless.
I think glitches are like.
It depends.
Well, it depends on what the glitch is. PEDs
are fun to watch too, to see them how they take advantage of that in order to shave time off their speed.
Well, I'm saying if I'm betting on this thing,
there are different degrees of glitches and how they interact. Some of them will skip an entire level, and some of them will save you 3 seconds.
Nah,
yeah, because like the Mega Man one, there was a boss that you have to fight, and like if you shoot the electric gun and keep pausing it, it will just do damage over time to that.
I've seen
that.
I think I've seen that one before.
So like that's kind of, I understand that's the game was built that way or whatever. It wasn't built that way. It was an accident or something.
And
but
it's not like you're doing anything crazy. You're literally just pausing while it's on them.
Yeah,
that's fine to me. But if they were to go in a door a certain way that would skip an entire level or a boss, like an skip it entirely and just not show any part of it. That would be a little anticlimactic, right? Yeah. Like you kind of want to watch them do the stuff.
And so, yeah, I mean, you're sitting down, you're paying your money to bet on, you know, 33 people or something like that, and one person starts glitching out and stuff like that, but the other ones are doing it without the glitches.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think there would be pretty significant rules to prevent
Vegas
something
rules.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you definitely just get DQ'd. Vegas rules. Yeah. You're glitching, DQ'd. Then they just pull the plug from your game.
Basically, that's probably what would happen.
Nope.
Because you could see it all play out right there. You're watching goodbye.
Pull the power cord out.
I want to see some speed running of Mario, but you just kind of pick random people and assume which one would be better. You know what I'm saying?
You mean random audience members?
Yeah, like random audience. like basically salty bets for people playing Mario.
Of the players, though. Salty bets on the players, not the characters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't give a shit about Mario. I want to just see, can Grandma beat the little...
This guy looks like he's never played a Mario game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know there'll be ringers in the audience, though.
Of course there would.
Yeah.
And that's the whole show, and then it'd be like wrestling or any other major sport.
Wow.
Like soccer.
Trust me, I have no qualms again.
Of all people, Aaron's like, yeah, no, that's about right.
Yeah, it's probably, there's a lot of shady stuff that goes on there. I wouldn't doubt that.
Oh man. So since you brought it up, Royal Rumble coming up, Aaron, you want to come over and watch it?
No, I think I've had my fill of wrestling for a lifetime now.
Really?
As you wear a Lucha Libre shirt?
Yeah, actually this is a soccer shirt that I am wearing.
It
Sacramento
looks
Republic.
Lucha Libre.
It does have it's a lucha mask.
It's literally a
lucha
mask.
It's a lucha mask.
So you're wearing a wrestling t-shirt.
I'm wearing a lucha.
No, you're wearing a wrestling t-shirt. It's
luchador is different.
There's a difference.
Wait, luchador is a wrestler.
No. It's a different culture, man.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You're being very insensitive.
No, I'm not. That's what they're...
I'd really like it if you just like checked your privilege.
you guys are terrible.
Why
privilege.
Don't you do a little bit of homework and come back?
Yeah, no, I can't do that anymore. The whole
can't do it.
The
it's
whole,
a story.
The guy who's more Hispanic to than you.
It's not anymore. It's more.
It's not. I'm not saying it's a good story.
Yeah. Okay. Then there you go. That's the problem.
Right. The stories aren't intriguing to you.
Their characters are terrible. Their wrestling is terrible.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Like this is the worst the WWE has ever been.
Wrestling has ever been.
It is.
Wait. They had the 25th anniversary of Raw though.
Okay.
And you know how it started?
With an old episode, and they just reran it?
No.
Well, then it wasn't good.
No. It was good. The McMahons all came down, and were like, you know, and even Vince, who's not even a part of it too much anymore, shows up. And
wait, even the
did he do his
mother?
Cool walk, though?
No. He did do his cool walk.
Yes.
He did the cool Vince McMahon walk.
He's a robot.
I don't understand why the mom didn't come out. Is she too busy?
Because of what happened?
Running the...
Because of what happened next. They're in there gloating about, you know, 25 years and how it was all because of them. And then that glass shatters, baby.
I don't think that's a
theme
song.
Damn.
That's not even close.
But, you know, the glass shatters and the Stone Cold music starts playing.
Uh-huh.
And, Aaron, goosebumps. I got goose pimples.
Was it actually Stone Cold or was
it was
it
actually
else?
Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out.
Did he have his knee braces on?
Nope, he didn't need them.
Because he wasn't wrestling.
Seriously?
He didn't because
he
wasn't knee wrestling, that's why.
Oh, okay.
But he gave Shane McMahon the stunner.
Oh, my gosh.
And then walked up to Vince. They shared a beer together and then gave him a classic Stone Cold Vince McMahon stunner.
The problem. So,
it was so good, Aaron, to relive those moments.
And that's sad because
watch this.
The show was an hour long, and you got 5 minutes of nostalgia, and that's
no, just
like his wedding night.
Damn, I'm gonna need a Zenzu bean for that one.
That's terrible. But that's what they're leaning on now, is to try to get people back. Remember this, and then they put something in your face from the time that it was entertaining, and then that's it. And
you
get the
so how would they make it entertaining? How can they make the new stuff
cancel
good?
It?
There's just no way.
There's
it's unsalvageable.
So we went through the history of wrestling after I watched what did we watch, the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
I watched the Royal Rumble, thoroughly not entertained.
You were almost disgusted.
I literally almost vomited.
Right.
And
you actually did a little, you just hit it from
yeah. Him. And so we went through the history, of course, and we saw all the different eras and it was like, I don't know how you can get that talent back in there because that talent has already moved on to either better things.
What do you mean by talent?
Like,
what made them special?
Just the charisma, their
how well they were written.
How well they were written, definitely. So there's the other thing. Those writers are gone.
Mm.
So, you know, you can't
get those writers. It's like the writer strike all over again.
It literally is. But it's not just
nobody
the writers.
Nobody wants to be a wrestler anymore. They want to be YouTube stars.
And it's bad, though. Like
they just want to be YouTube wrestlers.
And then when you,
that's
like,
what they need to do.
Who did you say was like the number one wrestler?
Kenny
John
Omega. Cena.
Like John Cena.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
He plays video games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was on Cross Counter for Street Fighter and stuff.
Yeah, people who know wrestling would probably say Kenny Omega.
Like, you know,
boom, get owned.
You know what excited me, actually? And here's the thing. This is how I know WWE is bad. I watched Chris Jericho in Japan and was hyped over his little storyline, which I only understood about 50% of it because the rest was in Japanese.
The guy he fought was Kenny Omega, the guy.
Yeah.
But it was more entertaining than
he
what
still
I
has
saw.
A deal over there, and he's not going to come over to the American one, I think, still.
Oh.
Yeah, people were like, oh, man, is this him over here? It's like, no, he
it's
still has his...
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, maybe he'll have a better career over there. Maybe you should start watching Japanese wrestling.
That's what everyone else is doing.
I think
pretty
that's,
much.
I think that's the basic, because Japanese seems like they're, you know, they channel the old...
It's not sumo anymore?
No, not sumo.
I mean, I'm sure they do have sumo.
They probably do have sumo.
But this is definitely the American wrestling invading their...
Oh, thanks for chat bringing it up. That was the other rumor that John Cena is going to play Duke Nukem.
That makes sense, though.
Think he can pull it off?
I don't know. I don't think I can see him.
Have you ever... That's... All right.
As Duke Nukem. That's there that's you go.
Good way to end that.
I'm sorry and you're welcome.
Yeah.
You can't see me, though.
Poor form, Jack.
Have you seen the kid who plays his theme song on two recorders stuck in his nose?
Yes.
All right. Good answer. Good
We've
answer.
Internet before. Yeah.
Thanks so much for watching the show this week. You know, thank you so much to Alex for stepping in last minute. Thank you, sir.
No, it's all planned.
And Madison, same thing. You came even more last minute than Bags.
Thank you.
I like to put the panic in you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
What do we got coming up, Aaron? We got to talk about our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Mm-hmm. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee.
I finally went.
And you did? And it was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get the bang toast?
I did not.
I specifically did not get the bang toast when I went.
He said, I saw it. I said,
no thank you. I will take the one next to it.
Yes.
But it was really good, so I'm going to get the bang
it's
toast.
It's amazing. Also, you got to stop by Gamersubs GG. Aaron holding up the cup right there, keeping us fueled, keeping us going.
Yeah.
Keeping us going. No, it actually is really good. I actually, this isn't just like a shameless plug. The last week I was out of coffee creamer, so I just used Gamer Subs in the morning.
Inside your coffee?
No.
I was going to say.
In lieu
like,
of
you
the
made
coffee.
It seem like
just
I'm out
in
of
general.
Just in general.
I Gamer Subs in my coffee.
No.
Give me that extra boost.
I started putting it on pasta. I started using it as pizza sauce.
No,
you know,
dude. I started using it instead
salad
of coffee.
Dressing.
It's used for so many things.
I like it so much better than coffee. I think I'm converting.
But is it better than Slurm?
You're perverting.
I don't know what Slurm is.
Slurm's McKenzie?
What? Slurm's
McKenzie. How do you not know what Slurm is?
Slurm?
No, what?
You don't watch Futurama?
It's a dance.
No. No. All right. Well, that just proves how out of touch I am. Thank you so much for watching. For Aaron Carter, Madison Mata, Alexander the Bags, my name is Corey. Saying you've just got banged or something?
Or maybe? Something.
Yeah, bang.
Still going.
Bang.
Sexual
bang.
Misconduct.
Oh, no.
Let's not bring that
no,
up.
No. That's, we don't talk. We don't. Yeah.